KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 43 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy and windy today with an isolated shower possible. A high of 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports 46-year-old Randy Lee Rudolph of Audubon was arrested Monday evening on a charge of animal neglect causing death. The charge is the result of an investigation into animals found in cages in Brayton. Those animals had no food or water. Rudolph turned himself into the sheriff's office, was cited, and released. He's scheduled to appear in court next Monday. And an arrest has been made in connection with an incident that occurred last week in Hamlin. Sheriff's officials say 54-year-old Jeffrey Dennis Spencer of Brayton was arrested Friday evening on a charge of public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. His arrest stems from an incident in the 4900 block of Highway 44 in Hamlin. Spencer was brought to the Audubon County Jail and released the following day, with orders to appear in court tomorrow. News time is 7:07.
You're waiting, along with everyone else, for the weather to cooperate so you can get out and get in the field. When that time comes, is your planter going to do the job you need it to do? Maybe you put it away last year and thought you'd get one more year out of it. But if last year taught us anything, it's just how short our window of opportunity can be. This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. If you're wondering whether or not your planter will get the job done right this year, maybe it's time for a change, and we can help. You'll find a great selection of new and used Kinze planters. And if you're thinking of new, you need to call soon because the selection is limited. Do it today. Call Jay, Chris, Rick, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
A Southwest Iowa pastor has pleaded not guilty to charges he sexually abused a 5-year-old girl. The Omaha World Herald reports 66-year-old Roger C. Kissel of Sydney pleaded not guilty to second-degree sexual abuse, lascivious acts, and indecent exposure. When he was arrested in February, Kissel was a pastor, at the non-denominational Sydney Cowboy Church. Sydney Police Chief Austin Richardson said the allegations aren't connected with the church. The crimes are alleged to have occurred over several months in 2013. Kissel has since posted bond and been released from the Fremont County Jail. The Atlantic Police Department says two people were arrested on drug charges Monday. 32-year-old Ryan Paul and 52-year-old Sharon D. Witt, both of Atlantic, each face possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and gathering where controlled substances are used and distributed charges. The pair were booked into the Cass County Jail. A couple from Dallas, Texas, were arrested Monday afternoon following a pursuit in Pottawatomie County. Sheriff Jeff Danker told KJAN News Tuesday that 25-year-old Mario Guerrero Jaquez and 30-year-old Elsa Aguirre were charged with theft in the first degree after they allegedly stole a Ford F-350 pickup from the parking lot of the AMC Theater in Council Bluffs. The incident began around 3:30 p.m. Monday. Danker says Elsa Aguirre was following her boyfriend in a black Ford pickup after the other vehicle was stolen. The deputy observed the vehicles traveling north on Interstate 29 and engaged in a pursuit. The vehicles exited at the Crescent Interchange and proceeded south onto another road before the F-350 became stuck in a field while the other truck went into a ditch. Both subjects were apprehended and brought to the Pottawatomie County Jail, where they were held Tuesday on $10,000 bond each. Police in Red Oak report one person with a long history of arrests was taken into custody again last night. 29-year-old Kenton Jarvis Schooling of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 9:35 p.m. at a residence in the 200 block of North 2nd Street. Schooling was wanted on a Mills County warrant for OWI first offense. He was being held in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $1,000 cash bond. And the Red Oak PD reports 35-year-old Helen Louise Malone of Red Oak was cited for driving while suspended Tuesday. She was pulled over at around 11:45 p.m. in the 1800 block of North Broadway Street, issued a citation, and released. Authorities in Adams County report a Corning woman was arrested Tuesday morning on a couple of charges. 34-year-old Dorothy Snyder was charged with driving while barred and failure to file SR-22 insurance. Snyder was taken into custody following a routine traffic stop at around 10:40 a.m. and brought to the Adams County Jail. Her bond amounted to slightly more than $2,566. Also, the Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting this morning in Atlantic. The only item on their agenda, other than regular departmental reports, is the appointment of an individual to fill a vacancy term on the Cass County Conservation Board. Meanwhile, in Greenfield, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9 a.m., and they have an amendment to construction permit applications to consider. Also, consideration of rescoring of Circle G pork with an amended matrix. And a resignation letter from Adair County Sheriff Brad Newton, along with related discussion of the vacancy procedures. Newton's resignation, if it's approved by the board, isn't effective until July. News time is 7:12.
You're waiting, along with everyone else, for the weather to cooperate so you can get out and get in the field. When that time comes, is your planter going to do the job you need it to do? Maybe you put it away last year and thought you'd get one more year out of it. But if last year taught us anything, it's just how short our window of opportunity can be. This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. If you're wondering whether or not your planter will get the job done right this year, maybe it's time for a change, and we can help. You'll find a great selection of new and used Kinze planters. And if you're thinking of new, you need to call soon because the selection is limited. Do it today. Call Jay, Chris, Rick, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Della Ann Smith, age 90, of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Della Smith will be today at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Ruth Anderson, age 90, of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Ruth Anderson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Dan Clevis, age 79, of Atlantic, died Friday. A celebration of life service for Dan Clevis will be held from noon until 3 p.m. today at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club with words of remembrance at 1 o'clock. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Gene Young, age 78, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gene Young will be today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Dr. Stacy Lynn Thompson, age 44, of Iowa City, the daughter of Mick and Judy Thompson of Exira, and her husband, Paul Hoffmeyer, both died Friday near Van Horn in a motor vehicle accident. A celebration of life service for Dr. Stacy Thompson will be today at 3 o'clock at the Exira Fellowship Church. The Gay and Seehaw Funeral Home of Iowa City has arrangements. Sheldon Howarder, age 85, of Harlan, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Sheldon Howarder will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. John Berger, age 47, of Harlan, died Friday in Omaha. Memorial services for John David Berger will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Christ Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Rosalind K. Dawson, age 76, of Earlham, died Sunday. Funeral services for Rosalind Dawson will be on Thursday at 2:30 at the Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Don Lynam, age 92, of Indianola and formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday. Memorial services for Don Lynam will be held this coming Saturday, at the Village in Indianola. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Jerry Lee Bice, age 52, of Des Moines and formerly of Griswold, died March the 18th. Memorial services for Jerry Bice will be Monday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Congregational Church in Lewis. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Louise Holland, age 92, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Louise Holland will be Monday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Louise Taylor, age 95, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Graveside services for Louise Taylor will be held at a later date in the Oak Hill Cemetery at Brayton. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Rolene Roll, age 82, of Stewart, died Monday. Services for Rolene Roll are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Henson reporting.